Welcome to the Townships at 12. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. In today's show, I will be talking with Derek Bullard from CJMQ 88.9 FM. Derek will be talking about the Community Radio Day he has organized, coming up on Saturday, June 6th, and it will be held at Queen Square in Lenoxville. Everybody is invited to attend and learn more about local media and have lots of fun doing it. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with local music artist Jordan Giguere from Sherbrooke. His band is called Char and Oak, and we will listen to their newly released single called Lead Me On. As always, I will have lots of announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. So let's get started with the song called The Spirit of Radio, and it's by Rush.
Concert hall.
Community radio has been an important part of life in the Eastern Townships, bringing people together, sharing local stories, and providing a voice for our communities. On Saturday, June 6, CJMQ 88.9 FM will be celebrating that spirit with Community Radio Day, a special event featuring live interviews, local musicians, political and community leaders, an open-air bingo, food truck, a market, and the opportunity to meet some of our favorite on-air personalities. The event is being organized by Derek Bullard, who joins us today to tell us more about what promises to be a fun-filled day for the whole family and a wonderful celebration of community broadcasting. Maureen Dillon-Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm talking with Derek Bullard, who's with CJMQ. Now, Derek has organized a Community Radio Day that is coming up this weekend, Saturday, June 6th at the Queen Square in Lenoxville. So welcome, Derek.
Thank you for having me, Maureen.
How did the idea for Community Radio Day come about?
Well, the inspiration came from an initiative from the Community Radio Fund. This is an initiative where they have, through a website, started mycr.ca. So the day that we're planning together, yes, it's about celebrating community radio, but it's also about protecting the future of Canadian community radio. So right now there's about 250 campus, indigenous, and community stations across Canada that are really navigating a challenging time, a challenging media landscape. So, we're not corporate giants or anything like that. We're just nonprofit, grassroots, entirely volunteer driven. And the problem in Canada is that independent local newsrooms are shrinking everywhere. So there is some money that is given to these stations, but for projects. So what there is missing is there's a funding gap of about $24 million to keep these community stations running, stable, operational, and solvent. So, if you compare that to what is being given to the CBC, they have a budget of over $1.5 billion. And then I believe another $150 million was just added to their budget. So, there's really a gap, and it really hurts the community when any radio station or local paper goes quiet. The community loses its voice. So we lose a platform that's for our local businesses, our local artists, local sports, all of these things that these big networks completely ignore. So that's a little bit the inspiration behind this. And what we've done is we invited other stations, community stations that are fighting for the same initiative. So for instance, CIDI 99.1 in Knowlton and CFLX in Sherbrooke, the French-speaking station. So it's really going to be a bilingual event, which is also something that we see in our community where people are speaking both languages. So this is what we're going to do. And we also invited other organizations with the same mission as us. So we have our print media partners. So we have Ici Brompton, Journal Le Regard, the Journal de Rue de l'Estrie, and also the Township Sun. So this is how this event has all came to take place.
Okay, that sounds great. So you felt it was important for CJMQ to organize this event then?
Yes, it's very important because things like this will really get people's attention. And again, the platform is mycri.ca. This is where people can go. What it does, this website, is it tells everything that I've just said about the initiative, and they're able to draft up a letter that will be composed for them that they can send to their MP, their local MP, really to get Ottawa noticing what we're trying to do here.
Okay, so the day starts at 10 a.m. Saturday in Queen Square in Lenoxville. What are some of the highlights people won't want to miss?
Okay, so We've got a bunch of stuff in terms of activities. Like I said, we have our radio station partners that are going to be there, our local community print media. We are all part of the Programme des Médias Communautaires in Sherbrooke. So they're all going to be there. They'll be able to tell you all about their station and the work that we do. So like I said, this is going to be a great event, bilingual, to keep everybody informed on the work that we do. We're also going to have a food truck that will be there. We have some fast food. We also have kettle popcorn. will be there as well. We have some local businesses that are going to be there. There's a market every Saturday at Square Queen. We have the market of local artisans, so they'll be there as well. So it's something we don't want to miss. And what the highlight of this is also going to be our programming, right? So we're going to, from the main stage in Square Queen, we're going to set up a broadcast. So we have some very interesting folks that are going to be our guests, and they have confirmed. So starts at 11 a.m. and we'll finish around 3:30 p.m. If I can go just through the schedule quickly. Mm-hmm. At around 11 a.m. we have our kickoff. At 11:20 it will be the Main Street Minute, where we have this will be a spotlight on some of our local businesses and how they support radio. So this is a whole theme across is how has radio affected them as either a local business or as an artist. And then we're going to move on at 11:45 to Federal Voices, where Liberal MP Elisabeth Briard has agreed to come and speak to us. At 12:25, that'll be part two of Federal Voices, where also local MP Marianne Danzerin will come and talk to us as well. And at 1 p.m. it's the fun, where Gordon, our very own Gordon Smith, will host bingo. So we're going to have all of our regular bingo players are invited to come and play for some prizes that have been graciously sponsored by Mackie. And we're also setting up a workshop for 30 minutes for people to come and see what's radio is all about. They can learn also how to DJ. We have some equipment on site as well, where they can come and touch the buttons, see what it feels like to become a DJ. So we especially encourage youth to come by and try that for sure. That's always been very popular in the past. And speaking of youth, at 2 p.m., we're going to be talking about the next generation and how radio can become more and more attractive to them. We're going to have an interview. This is a pre-recorded interview, but we're going to have an interview with Secretary of Youth, Anna Ganey. Well, she'll be talking about radio as well. At 2:20, we have Mr. Alex Friedman, who is the director of the Community Radio Fund, who is coming from Ottawa to come and speak to us and give us a breakdown of how national funds will this initiative will directly support community radio. And we'll be speaking with Claude Charron and about community leadership, local advocacy, and local radio. And then finally, we finish everything off with a local artist, Tim Brink.
Okay, it sounds like quite the program.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you've been really busy organizing this. How long has it taken you?
It's taken probably, this has been in the works, what I'd say, for about 2 months now. With the thing about an event like this is that it's actually easier to organize than one would expect, because the minute that you ask somebody to come participate in that, this type of event, everyone's willing. From your MP to your local business, everyone wants to help out. Everyone wants to be there. So it was really quite simple to put all together, and not to mention the support that we get from the city of Sherbrooke, which is amazing, for and also Pound Chalbot, who organize events in the Square Queen and take care of Square Queen Park. They're awesome for that. And so is the city of Sherbrooke to help us and supports us a lot. They really understand what is the importance of radio. And we recently, our journalist, as you know, Joshua, recently spoke with the mayor of Sherbrooke, Marie-Claude Thibault, and she has expressed a lot of support for our station.
Mm-hmm. Josh did a great interview with Marie-Claude Thibault. Community radio plays a unique role in the Eastern Townships. What do you think sets CJMQ apart from the other media outlets?
Well, this is the thing, is that the other media outlets, they're not there to, you know, tell the people the stories that matter the most in their community, right? So it's usually media is backed by corporate giants, big money. So a station like CJMQ is very close to the community. It's the chance for that local artist to be heard where they would not have been heard before. It's an opportunity for a local business to advertise, whereas you know, it's very expensive to to advertise on these commercial stations. They're just looking to get your money. Whereas we'll do things a little bit differently. You know, we'll invite them for an interview so that they can speak about their business. So it gives a local feel and a community feel, something that is lacking more and more in the world today, I feel. And I think that there's a lot of work to be done, but community is coming back more and more. And it's very important that we have these organizations that work for us in this sense.
Mm-hmm. So community radio is still important in a world of social media, streaming, podcasts, things like that.
Exactly. It's all about the algorithms, right? So, it's gotten away from people just connecting. And hopefully, you know, this is an event that we'll be able to do every year, and maybe other stations and other communities across Canada can replicate. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. What has been the most rewarding part of organizing this Community Radio Day?
Well, like I said before, I feel everyone supports it. So that's really what I enjoy. So whether it's, you know, our local MPs and government, they have been truly supportive. You know, they're easily accessible. You can contact them and they're ready to help. Like I said, to the city of Sherbrooke, Anquetil, Sherbrooke, they're all ready. So that's really rewarding. And the best part will be on that very day as well, the Saturday, I'm sure. That mm-hmm. will be, that's when we'll really, you know, feel the fruits of our success.
Definitely. Anything surprised you as you've been putting together this event?
No, nothing surprisingly. Just like I said, just a lot of support from everybody that wants to be involved. I don't think that anybody, you know, couldn't refuse or couldn't make it in some way. So I'm really happy about that.
Mm-hmm. If someone is listening right now and deciding whether to come out, what would you say to convince them?
Well, I think that it's going to be a blast. So we want to see them. I think they're going to enjoy it. It's a great summer kickoff. There'll be a DJ there. Like I said before, we have a live broadcast. So there's plenty of space for families, neighbors, longtime listeners, whatever. Just come out, hang out with us, connect with us. Maybe we can give you a chance to talk on the air if you're not too shy. I think that it's going to be a high energy day, and that it's a great way to kick off the summer. So now I can only cross our fingers for some good weather.
I hope so. Now, can anybody find the program, any details about the Community Radio Day on our website? Or
yeah, on cjmqnews.com, under the section events, you'll get all the information there. Later on today, I'll also be putting up the schedule of the live broadcast that we went through earlier.
Okay, great. Anything else we left out, Derek, you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. Just look forward to meeting everybody, and we'll see you on June 6th, Saturday, this weekend.
Okay, at Queen Square, and the fun starts at 10 a.m. So thanks again, Derek.
10 a.m. Thank you so much for doing this.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, let's be honest. We all know we have the perfect faces for radio, but for one day only, we're actually coming out of the studio and into the sunlight.
Saturday, June 6th is Community Radio Day. We're taking over Square Queen from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it's a massive live broadcast party with CJMQ 88.9, CFLX 95.5, and CIDI 99.1.
Ever wanted to learn the secrets of radio and DJing? Come see how the magic happens and meet the team behind the mic.
We've got local political figures dropping by, a local market to browse, and the food and DJ trucks serving up the hits and the snacks. Plus, we're hosting open-air bingo right in the park for some old-school fun.
It's all about real neighbors and reminding everyone why community radio is the heartbeat of the townships.
Exactly. No algorithms here, just local voices. So come put a face to the names you love, learn some DJ tricks, and let's pull together. Community Radio Day, Saturday, June 6th in Lennoxville at the Square Queen. Let's make some noise.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you.
This Sunday, June 7th, the Planting Day will take place at Queen Square. Come help beautify your square with a few hours of your time. Bring your gloves and your small gardening trowel. at Queen Square, Sunday, June 7th from 10 a.m.
Coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, a decoration of grave service on Sunday, June 7th, 11 a.m. at the St. Antoine Cemetery to honor Warren Begbie. There's a dance with Sydney Aulis every Sunday, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. $10 admission at the door. You must be 18 years and over. It's a Soltis celebration happening on June 20th, 12 p.m. to 1 a.m., sponsored by the Loisir Sawyerville. At the community garden, there's a market, pizza, a shaman drummer, hay rides, a petting zoo, and face painting. At the ballpark, bouncy castles, fireworks, canteen, and games. There's also live music, 70 Ranborough Road in Sawyerville. That's June 20th, 12 p.m. to 1 a.m. The Lennoxville Library will be having a book sale on June 13th, 2 p.m., and the sale will be at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. It's time again for Boutique Encore's annual Under the Tent Sale. Browse a wide selection of quality secondhand items, discover unique treasures, and support a great cause. From clothing and household essentials to books, toys, furniture, and more, there's something for everybody. They're also bringing back their popular $7 Fill Your Bag Sale on Saturday. That's Friday, June 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, June 20th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Clothing, linens, and jewelry, sports equipment, games, toys, and books, kitchen and household items, furniture, and small appliances. That will be happening at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. Early Birds, Thursday, June 18th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Lots of events coming up at the Barry United Cultural Center, the BUCC, Cafe Robinson at 560 Main Street in Barry, the White Church. They will be serving brunch on the fourth Sunday of each month for the season. $20 adults, $10 children 6 to 12, and $2 for children under 6. For tickets, you can call the center at 873-943-0900 or get them online via the website at BarryUnitedCulturalCenter.org. Tickets will also be sold at the door. They will be open for supper Fridays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Farm Le De Courant will have a vegetable stand outside the main doors at the same time. On June 5th, it's the second cabaret night of the season with Georgia Well. Cabaret night is the first Friday of each month, except July. Doors open at 7 p.m. for open mic to come and display your talents. Tickets are available via the website or at the door. And Canada Day in Barrie, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Cultural Center will be selling salad plates with coffee or water for $15 takeout or eat-in, $1 more for takeout. Open house for the Pregnancy Options Center in Lennoxville, Saturday, June 27th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be bouncy castles, kids' activities, free drinks and snacks, and center tours. And there will also be drawing raffle tickets for a much-anticipated prize to be announced soon. The Grace Village Care Foundation ensures that every senior can live with dignity, security, and peace of mind, regardless of financial circumstances. Many of the residents have shaped our bilingual community and contributed to its growth. When unexpected financial challenges arise, the foundation ensures they can continue to call Grace Village home. On June 27th, they will be hosting their annual fundraising gala, bringing together community leaders, partners, and supporters. This cornerstone event raises essential funds to sustain and expand their support for residents facing financial hardship. They are looking for partnerships. If you are interested to support seniors in our community while providing meaningful visibility and alignment with a trusted and respected local institution, please go to the Grace Village website. Mental Health S3 warmly invites everybody to attend their annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, July 16th, 7 p.m. at their office located at 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. Please use door number 2. The main agenda items are annual reports, financial statements, and election of the Board of Directors. For more information, please contact Mental Health S3 at 819-565-3777 or by email info@mentalhealths3.com. I want to thank my guest in the first part of today's show, CJMQ's own Derek Bullard,
for taking the time to talk to us about the fun plan for Community Radio Day on June 6th. That's at Queen Square in Lenoxville, starts at 10 a.m., fun for everybody in the family. We will close part one of the show today with the Square Queen Radio Day song. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this show is called The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One by one, local artists, listeners, everybody's coming for the fun.
We want you here. Ooh. We need you near. Ooh. Let's join as one.